Welcome to Tea
with Mrs. S, a podcast about relationships, life, and everything around us.
So this is our first, is this our first podcast of 2022?
Yes, it is.
Or something, isn't it?
Welcome to 2022, Mrs. S.
How does it feel?
I think it's going to be a great year. I mean, it's sad that Omicron will not let us be great. But it's kind of like on one side of it, which is the lesser of the two evils, Delta or Omicron. Omicron will hit you fast, but it'll be mild. But Delta will get you and then it'll put you out. So I don't know what the situation is, but this Omicron is actually a terror. But something needs to be done. Well, yeah, I don't know, Beck. I don't care. I still think this is going to be a really good year.
I think everyone's tired of being cooped up and everyone's like just ready to like, you know, COVID be damned. I'm going to live my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression I get. I mean, I even feel that way. I'm like, you know what? It's okay. COVID be damned. I'm going to live my life. I'm vaccinated. I will be boosted soon. If there's a fourth booster, I will take it. So I'll soon be double boosted. No shaking.
How is it that you're getting boosted after me? Because you got yours before I did.
I know. What's your point?
My point is, why are you slacking?
Now you're calling me a slacker.
Yeah, slacker. You're slacking. Don't be slacking. Mm-hmm. If, today that they've even moved up your booster date, you know, they're saying 6 months. Now they're saying, no, get it earlier.
Right.
You're slacking.
Right. I agree. I agree with you. But what's the girl to do?
The girl's to go and get boosted.
I will. I will. I have a trip coming up anyway, so I will be getting boosted before I get on a plane.
Where are you going?
I have a wedding.
Should we not just call you Wedding Tea?
You know, this year is, I have a wedding in a week and I have another wedding in March. So yeah, it's pretty active. The one in March is actually for young adults. Mm. So it's about their time. The one in 2 weeks, the one next week is a second marriage. So.
That's nice. That is
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely. Anything, just as long as we can just find a way to be happy.
Yeah. The world is too much with us.
Did you see what they're doing to your boyfriend? Your husband, to your boyfriend.
Why do people say that? Nole is like a child to me.
Can you see what they're doing to your boyfriend?
I have to explain this to people and say I am totally in love with his dedication and his skill, his dedication to his body, his dedication to his sport, his decision to do what he's doing as a tennis player is amazing. And he's very inspirational and aspirational as well. So who wouldn't want to just watch him and emulate everything that he is? So it's not, you know, if you're talking about, what's his name? What's my thumb's name? I've forgotten his name. How could I forget his name? Aquaman. Uh-huh. If you want to call out with my boyfriend, I will agree.
Oh, Jason Momoa.
Jason Momoa. Uh-huh. If that's who you're talking about, I'll say, okay. It's different. It's different.
Let me come and catch you.
He's my little baby. That's what Novak is. He's a precious one. And It's ridiculous. I did my podcast about that 2 days ago. I mean, on Facebook, it's just shocking the way people are coming at this. And I'm like, reserve your dislike for him as a person. Like, forget that. Put that aside. If you say you don't like him, okay, put that aside. This has nothing to do with him. This country said, we're going to give you a waiver. And here's the thing about it. It was a blind, whatchamacallit, people who wanted exemptions from having to be vaccinated or whatever sent in their request. There was a request for that. I talked about this on my podcast 2 days ago. It's common knowledge. If you want to actually understand what's going on and be objective, then you would see it. But if you just want to run with headlines and these newspapers that want to sell their newspapers and write all kinds of nonsense, that's when you'll be talking that kind of rubbish. When I saw it on Facebook, I've unfollowed people, I've unfriended people, I've hidden their silly post because I'm like, you don't even know what you're talking about. So they asked the tennis players, their support team, they're even politicians who are coming into the country. They submitted requests for waivers. They got waivers. Even his visa is handled by the Tennis Association or whatever, Tennis Australia. In there, he got approved and other people got approved as well. The people who are doing the approvals didn't know that they were approving him. They just knew, based on the information that was submitted for the approval, this person gets the exemption. This other person gets the exemption. These people don't get the exemption. So that's how it was done. And then just because he put on his profile on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, like, hey, guys, you know, because everybody's been waiting. We wanted to know, is he going to come? Because Australia is saying no vaccine or whatever. He says he's coming. He got an exemption. The minute he made that post, like hours after that, the Australian politicians, they're saying, well, I don't care who you are, all this nonsense. And before we say that, Robinson, madness ensued. He got to the airport and they detained him. Who does that?
Australia, apparently.
So it's not a good look for them.
I don't actually know that. I think there's, of course, with everything and with people that are on a world stage, there's the political aspect to it. And then there's a backlash and there's the outcry. So I hear you when you say that, yes, he probably, the process to give the exemption was blind. But having done a little bit of a deep dive into it, and until we actually get the full details, which will probably come out during the court case tomorrow, a couple of things that did not quite make sense to me. So Australia says that they cut off the deadline to ask for an exemption or waiver by the 10th of December. They're saying he says he caught COVID on the 16th of December. So what they're saying is there is no been given the waiver on the condition that he had previously had COVID, because by the date that they were supposed to file the exemption, he hadn't yet had COVID. And so the criteria for him to have been granted that exemption would not have been, he would not have qualified. He would not have been eligible for that waiver based on the information.
Here's what I'm saying. He has had COVID infection more than once, if I'm not mistaken, that has even been out there. The requirement was 6 months from that period. Okay, these people are consistently tested. Did they not have Australian Open last year, 2021, where everybody was wearing masks? They got rid of the ball boys and things like that. So they are he's playing tournaments all through the year, and everywhere they go, they get tested repeatedly. So it doesn't matter what they're saying. Here's what I want you to understand. When you go to you say you want to visit a country and the country requires you to have a visa, you submit specific information, okay? You submit, When we were coming here, they said, do you have rubella? Do you have this? Do you have this? If you have an exemption, if you have something that says, oh no, because of this person's, whether it was they caught COVID or they have a internal issue that they cannot take any vaccine or whatever the case may be, you submit it. The bodies that are responsible for approving it, they review that information and then they approve your visa. You don't leave your country to another country without visa, unless you have entry visa, you know, once you land, or what do they call those ones? If it's not the kind where you get at the port of entry, if you are required to fly from where you're coming from to another country with a visa, before at the departure where you're coming from, they check it. Where's your visa? Okay, here. You can board. So all these other extra rubbish that I'm hearing is pointless. He got a waiver. He had everything that checked out. Okay. The airline and the immigration, whatever people at the port of departure checked it out and said it was okay. He flew there and got there, and then that's when Katakata started. And the only reason Katakata started was because he said to the world, hey, my fans, guess what? I'll see you in Australia. I got a waiver. That's the only reason. So all these extra nonsense I'm hearing, all this nonsense, it's ridiculous. Because number one, if he didn't get a waiver, then he has to make the decision, do I want to get this vaccine or not? And if it's so important for him to go and win a 10th Australian Open Grand Slam, he will take the vaccine, because Australia says, no way, no how are you coming into this country without a vaccine, without being vaccinated. If it's not that serious, he'll say, okay, I'll sit this one out. Hopefully COVID will go away one day and I'll come back and win another tournament there. But they didn't do that. They handed him an exemption. So he didn't have to make that decision. I have an exemption. I don't need the bloody vaccination. I'll mask up all day long. Test me every day. And then he showed up. And now we're dealing with this nonsense. It's disrespectful. It is disrespectful to a great ambassador of that sport in that country for everything he's done for that country and the sport in Australia. It is disrespectful. And that people can't see this is shocking to me. During their wildfire in, was it 2020?
Well, I hear you.
And all
I
the things you are doing for them.
I think they may have misstepped here, but I still feel like because 90% or whatever percentage of Australians are required to have been vaccinated, because that is a country with the most stringent rules for vaccination and all the, they're still, their border is still closed, quite frankly. So you can at least understand why there's the backlash.
No, I can't understand. Because of that strict, stringent rule, that is why there shouldn't be a gray area. That's not Novak Djokovic's fault business. It's they're the one who
agreed. So they should have fixed it. They shouldn't have left it. Oh, they shouldn't even have granted exemptions.
That's
period.
My base. You've just echoed what I just finished saying.
Yeah. I don't disagree with
100%.
That.
100%.
I agree they should have gone, because then he would have had the opportunity to make the decision early on.
Then he would have said, there shouldn't have been an opening. Oh, you know what? You don't have to get the vaccination because here's what the country is saying or the state of Victoria is saying, blah, blah, blah. You don't need this. We exempt.
Right.
They should have said.
I don't disagree with
exactly.
That.
Exactly. You know? So now the narrative is nobody's looking at Australia. They're saying, oh, Novak, he's an anti-vaxxer. And you know, insulting him, saying all these things. Disrespectful. Because one, he's not an anti-vaxxer. Let's not play those games. This COVID-19 vaccine, even us that we have received all the vaccines in this world, we were skeptical about receiving it because number one, it's not FDA approved. Because number one, it's a rush thing. Because number one, it does not stop you from actually getting the virus. It also doesn't stop you from transmitting it.
Right.
Okay,
but so it reduces the probability. The
probability of death or deadly...
Reduces the probability of you dying from it.
Exactly. Reduces, that's all it does.
It also reduces your ability to spread it, I believe.
No, it doesn't.
It doesn't stop it.
No, it doesn't.
It does. Yes, so it does.
All it does is stops you from getting deathly ill. You will still experience mild symptoms. There are people who have been vaccinated, double vaccinated, and they're still getting the virus. And
I have been in close proximity, very close proximity, with someone who had the virus who was also vaccinated. And
there are people who are in close proximity with people who had the virus and hadn't been vaccinated, and they didn't catch the virus. There's always an exception to the rule. The bottom line is we're talking about inoculation. The premise behind inoculation is you get it, you don't catch it, you don't die from it. That is not the case for this particular vaccine.
Yes, that is not the case. True.
Right. So let's not play those games. The whole thing is ridiculous. I was skeptical about it, and I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Let me put that out.
Yeah, because there's so much emotion and passion, and I sometimes don't even understand all that emotion and passion around the vaccine. That's why all these things are, oh, you're an anti-vaxxer or you're a non-vaxxer or big, all of that. And to me, that's just irrelevant, really. It muddies the water.
What somebody wants to do with their body, especially these athletes. You know, they're a different breed. Everyone is someone different. Yes, they're different. I don't do what he does. I can't do half the things he does. You know,
half K.
I can't even do an inch of what he does. So if the man is extra cautious about what he puts in his body, and we're talking about Novak Djokovic, he's very, very cautious about that. I'll give him that. Let's not play those games. It's so annoying. So when I say that,
the challenges with everything. I mean, I want to just wait for the court case where people are saying things under oath because
people don't
it's
lie.
Hard to tell. No, people lie. People lie 100%. I mean, gosh, I tell lies myself. I'm not even going to go there. But I'm just saying, I want to wait and see at least. There's a higher probability that we will get
I'm
something.
I'm not waiting and seeing anything.
Closer to
there
the
were
truth.
Several people who got the exemptions. Several of them were already in the country. Several of them were already playing in Melbourne before he got there. After it's so obvious, it's ridiculous. That's why I'm saying this is not a good look for Australia. After he made that, once he made that announcement, news. Shouting, people were going crazy. Yes, because 90% of people in Australia are they're enforcing this vaccine thing to them, right?
Yes,
and that's why they made that noise.
Absolutely.
Then and only then did they start talking all this nonsense. Then they now started going to investigate who else got it. To I think an umpire or so who got the exemption. They got they detained him or whatever. They went to get him and he says, you know what, I'm out. He left the country. Another tennis player, she has actually played a few of the warm-up tournaments or whatever. They detained her too. And I think she also says, I'm out.
Right.
Okay? That's their business.
She was like, it's not that serious.
It's not that serious. One of them, exactly. And I would exactly, the minute I got to the border, if I were Novak Djokovic and somebody's telling me, I'm sorry, you can't come in, I'd be like, peace out.
Yeah, it's not that serious. I'm out.
I'll be like, peace out.
But he wants to play.
Thank you. So he's well within his rights because you approved me. I've flown here because I could have been in my with my family celebrating, you know, Orthodox Christmas, you know, with my family. I came here. I took my time, came here. And this is what you're doing. No, no, no. It's not a good look. It's disrespectful.
I'm talking about things that are unfair, disrespectful. Let's just springboard or segue into the real topic of the day. There's this article on Yahoo about spouses, how people found out that their spouses were cheating on them.
No, I didn't see that.
Hi, yeah. It was incredible. I was reading the thing and my mouth was like, huh? Like, this happens? And it was so, like, the scenarios were unbelievable. I at a certain point in time, you know where you were like, people lie? I'm like, are these people lying? Then a part of me is like, why would they lie? Like, nobody asked you. I mean, well, people lie, right? So But I was like, some of it was just straight out of a storybook or something. It was like really funky stuff. I was like, no. It was crazy.
What is the stuff you saw?
So there was one guy who says he was upstairs, he was sleeping, and he had this gut feeling. They were supposed to be sleeping. He had this gut feeling and he woke up. And he goes downstairs and he finds his wife sleeping with his brother. That's how he found out. There was this other person, this woman, who said, "Oh, you know, I got back early. I knew my husband was at the park, and I went to go see if he wanted to go for dinner. And he was in the car. There was a towel or something partially covering the window, and he was, you know, doing the do with this other lady, naked, 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 as the day they were born." It was just crazy. There was another one that was a bit, that one was just too much for me. I don't even know. She says, "I don't consider this cheating," because her husband had said to her that he wanted them to try some alternatives or something. And she was trying to be supportive of him. So he invited a guy, a male friend of his, to join them so that they would have a threesome. So, you know, they were doing
She,
that.
hold on, she invited a male friend of.
He
Oh.
invited a male friend so they could have a threesome. And then turns out that he was also interested, of course, in watching them. And then eventually, at some point in time, he was still cheating with some other people outside of their threesome. And so they broke up, but then ends up that she ends up with the guy that he brought into their threesome. And they're the ones in the committed relationship and they have kids and everything. And she's like, "I don't consider that I was cheated on my husband because, you know, he started." The stories are really, really weird. I can't get my head around them. That's all I can say. It's crazy. Lots of stories. No comment.
I'm trying to find the article I saw, but this one, this one was about some guy trying to preach polygamy as the way out to infidelity. And I said, guy, go and sit down somewhere. Let me look for it.
Did you actually respond, or you just said this in your mind?
No, I responded, but it was an article that somebody posted, which my friend was partly in agreement with him.
Male friend or female friend?
Female friend. Oh, geez, 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 where is it? Man, things just, it's like you find a you find a I'll tell you now. Hold on. I'm gonna read it. I'm gladly a protagonist for polygamy. Deceitful life is not the best. Agonies of monogamy against polygamy is a Nigerian guy, Chief Tola Adeniyi, a former MD of Daily Times.
Oh, wow.
He said society must rethink this issue of pretentious monogamy vis-a-vis polygamy so that in the not too distant future, we do not end up with millions of unmarried women whose lifestyle would be worse than prostitutes and millions of children whose fathers would be nowhere to be found.
Oh, wow.
The article is designed to expose the hypocrisy and pain associated with embracing false notions, which are really not observed by any culture in the world. And to advise those who erroneously sentence themselves to a life of sadness and emptiness because they were deceived to believe that there is some utopia somewhere called monogamy. I'm very much aware that this article will generate a lot of controversy, most especially from those who live holier than thou life and have continued to deceive the world that they are upholders of doctrine that is not supposed. That is not supported by true and enlightened interpretation of any religious doctrine.
Okay.
My Greek, Italian, Russian, British, American, and other Caucasians routinely visit their other wives, called by other names, with whom they have children. But back in the home shared with the one carrying the ring, they are monogamists. If God had wanted humanity to be monogamous, he would not have made the pigeon the only monogamous creature. So I, at that point, actually not at that point, but before all that, I was like, this guy's a joker. A pigeon is not the only monogamous creature. There are tons of monogamous creatures. Well, that's the comment I made, but I mean, it's a long article. Okay.
So someone sat down
and wrote and
decided that this is what he wanted to spend his time
on. He's going on about nuns getting pregnant and this, and wah, 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 all the nonsense he's saying. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? Right. Okay. And a priest being pedophiles and these, that. I was like, every time I see this, every time I see people making excuses for this behavior, saying that, what's the word? And then he's not even talking, because now he's gone into another realm. He started off with monogamy. These are people who are of the cloth and decide they're not, what do they call them? They don't get married. What are they? They abstain from.
Celibate.
They're celibate. Thank you. So he's even gone into a different realm, because I thought he was talking about monogamy being whatever. He's gone.
The guy is talking about sex.
Yeah. So I'm like, when you talk about people who, you know, oh yeah, they're cheating, or they're doing, you know, pedophilia or doing all these things, who are supposed to be of the cloth and they're supposed to be celibate and they're not supposed to be doing all these things, that has nothing to do with the stance of, in this case, Catholic churches that say if you're a priest, you cannot get married. It has nothing to do with that, because nobody twisted your arm. No one's forcing you to be a priest.
Same way no one twisted your arm to get married.
Thank you very much. None of your arm is not twisted.
It's really about a commitment, right?
Yes. So you know you're excusing someone's wayward behavior.
Someone's lack of discipline.
Do you understand? So I was like, here's what I wrote under that. I said, he's wrong about pigeons being the only monogamous creature. In fact, there are many. Granted, most are birds, but there are many others. It is also ridiculous for people to equate wayward behavior to the enforcement of monogamy. People are wayward because they are wayward, whether they choose to marry at all or not. And then whenever people want to preach about polygamy, isn't it amusing that the focus is on polygyny, and never polyandry? Polygamy does not solve the issues of infidelity. It just justifies it. People cheat because that's what they want to do. Finish. So that was
absolutely.
That was my comment there. You know, and I was like,
absolutely. Case in point.
This can't be the story all day long.
Case in point, Tristan and Chloe. And I was like, really? You're coming out on national TV to say, oh, the paternity of the child has been discovered, and I want to apologize for all the pain and hurt. I'm like, ugh, really? Really?
I think it's when, who was it? I can't remember.
I was just tired.
Who was it that I saw? I can't remember who it was. So when someone cheats, when someone likes to, who was it? We were just talking about the person and I said, oh, okay. So this person who cheats all the time, you saw the person, you took the person back based on what? They've changed, or they told you they're not going to cheat again. If you decide to stay with somebody who you know has cheated, in fact, when you got into the relationship with them, it was based on him cheating with you. If you are inclined to bring that person back in your life, then you just balance.
Be ready to accept.
Yes, that this is what he's going to do, and you're fine with it.
That's why I didn't quite like the spin they had on The View. And it was more like, why do the Kardashians, they seem to have a problem picking bad men or the wrong type of men or something like that. And I was like, I why are we now blaming the poor girls, you know?
Why shouldn't we blame the poor girls? I don't understand what you're saying.
We shouldn't.
Everybody has their personal responsibility.
I understand that, but I don't think you should blame them that, oh, they make bad. So now you're saying they deliberately make bad choices?
Yes, they make bad choices. They make bad choices. I mean, you have to own your own role in the whole rubbish. That when this I don't know about this new story, but he had a girl who was pregnant when he got into it with Chloe. Then they started seeing each other, and then she got pregnant. While she was pregnant, he was cheating with some girl who's supposed to be friends with his baby sister in under her eyes.
Right.
And that caused a big thing, and he was like,
friendships broken.
Yes. And then they somehow decided that they were going to give it a try because they're good together, whatever nonsense they're saying.
Because they have a child together.
And here he comes. He has a child with other people. And here he comes doing the same thing again. Who should we push the blame on? You closed your eyes and you accepted him back. It's on you. Mm-hmm. It's like a snake that bit you once before. You told the snake to come back and he bit you again.
I tell the snake, don't bite me again.
You're upset. You're upset that the snake bit you. I mean, come on. Or mosquito. Mosquito bit you, came to bite you again, and you're saying, mosquito, why are you biting me? Mosquito will tell you, that's what I do.
Right. It's obvious that's what he does. It's obvious that he, you know, he did not take his commitment to her. Seriously, I don't know. He did not adhere to his commitments to her. But then again,
you don't make idle threats.
On the flip, you
don't tell someone, hey, if you do this, I will do this. You give the person the warning. Here's what's going to happen when and if you do it. And then when that person does that, you show them, I wasn't playing around when I told you this. Get the stepping. And then they never try it with you again. That's what you do. So don't open your mouth and say something you're not going to do. Because the minute you do it, the person realizes, you're all mouth, no action.
Not safe for you. And they'll do it again.
And they will do it again and again and again. Yes, because they're trying you. You know, you they're trying you, and you're allowing them to try you. That's what that is. And they will continue to try you as long as you allow them to treat you that way. It across the board. It doesn't matter. It's not just about boyfriend and girlfriend business. It's about friendships. You have a friend who does something to you repeatedly that you don't appreciate, and you allow them to continue that behavior. They're not going to stop. This is what you allow them to do. So they're going to do that. They will take advantage of you all day long. That's humans for you.
Yeah, people can change, but it has to come from them, right? They have to say, I want to do this.
Exactly.
I'm committed.
Exactly.
But then again, when I think about it, and I was thinking to myself, but they were not married, right? Chloe and Tristan are not married. They're just dating.
Exactly. I said it the other day. You cannot, as long as you're still doing boyfriend and girlfriend,
all bets
your fair game. Exactly. Your fair game.
Everything is on the table.
Yes. Why are we talking about? That's why I'm not paying attention to them. That's rubbish. When you're married, now we're talking about different things. You've made a commitment. You've told the whole world, this is my person, right? Now let's discuss that. But you're not going to see someone who cheats all the time. You saw this person and you decided, yes, this is a person I want to align myself with. And then the person did not act. This was not, you know, it's out of character for them to not cheat.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So the person did what they do. You're complaining.
And then you get upset.
Whose fault is it? You have to accept responsibility for your role in it. You openly said, guy, come into my life.
There is the argument to say that if someone comes up to you and says, I'm sorry, I won't do this again, give me a second chance. And if you say sure, you're not to be held, like, you're not going to kill somebody because they decided to give someone a second chance. You do need to give people second chances because people sometimes do change.
People change. People can't change. Not that they change. People can't change. And people can stay the same. Okay? You need to be able to deduce from their actions if that change is possible. What has he done differently that lets you believe that he has changed? Or are you just really want this person? Because listen, There are people who stay with people who beat them. There are people who stay with people who give them diseases. There are people who stay with people who cheat on them. That is a decision that they made. I want this guy in my life. I don't care what he does. I want him in my life. Hey, say that. But don't start crying and looking for things and getting
and own it, right? Well, and I think nobody, I mean, nobody can pass judgment on you. If you decide, yeah, this guy
that's
cheats.
That's what you want. I like him.
Rocks my boat.
I'm fine with that. I don't mind that he cheats on me. You know, maybe you're
and every time
that human beings like this guy, humans are not monogamous. So maybe that's your belief. So yeah, let him do what he wants to do.
And plus, you know, every time he cheats, he comes back and he's very apologetic and he says he'll never do it again, and you know, I believe him.
Tautology is this. There are people who don't even care about the don't, you know, came and apologize or whatever. This is their way. Their way is we live in this house together. You know, one of my friends, her comment was, you know, this the people are now going towards polyamory and blah 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 blah. That the real deal is about, you know, being honest. And I'm like, that is the only thing. You meet someone and you say you want to carry people all around. You tell them,
be honest, exactly. Tell them
this is what I want to do. So you're giving that person the opportunity.
Exactly. To buy in or say, no, I'm not interested. Yeah,
that's what you do. And I said, that's the only way.
Not all this to be nonsense talk about it, to also, drag them in.
Yeah, all this nonsense talk about polygamy and things like that. That's your cop out. That's your way, you know?
You're
trying to tell me that people who are in polygamous societies and marry more than one wife, they still don't cheat? Is that what you're telling me?
Of course not. They do.
Oh, exactly.
A cheater is a cheater, and someone who won't cheat will be faithful to the four wives, I mean, the three wives. Or it's no. really about people who are willing and able to keep a commitment. That's all it is. Discipline.
You commit to somebody, but then again, she now posted, there was another post where this guy who said that he is highly sexual and he has a high sex drive, and he was honest. He met this girl. He really, really liked her. He told her, look, I'm a highly sexual person. My sex drive is you know, all this nonsense.
You can't keep up.
And he, you know, he fell in love with her. I have to find, I can't find the post. But anyway, he fell in love with her. They decided to get married, you know, all this stuff. But now every time he sees her, she sees him talking to a girl, she's jealous. She's creating problems. She's saying this, she's saying that, she's saying that. And then all of a sudden, oh yeah, part of he's saying, talking about how he had a high sex drive that he you know what? Let me find this post because you have to actually...
You have to hear it to believe it.
You have to hear it because the thing is, it was so funny. I was like, what are you, what is this?
Because you just be listening to people. And that's the thing. When I read the articles, it's almost like I'm transported to a completely different world because I don't see it and I don't get it. And that's why I keep saying, are these people for real? Really?
He says, hi, I'm 29, good-looking, charismatic dude. I've been fit my entire life, but I had an issue. A very high sex drive. But I managed to contain it at my early 20s, so I don't do anything against my religion. 5 years ago, I fell in love with my wife. We were so deeply in love. She was the prettiest woman I've ever seen. We got engaged 2 years ago. I told her about my high sex drive and she was okay. Anyway, after marriage, she wasn't as active as me sexually and it's okay. I don't care that much because I love her, but she started getting super jealous from any woman, girl around us, starting from my coworkers to my relatives. I told myself, it's okay. This is love. She even told me to not be that fit and that she likes dad bods bodies. So I don't work out that much. I didn't listen and we fought. At that moment, I had no idea WTF are we fighting about. Then 1 year ago, I started having mood swings, anger, depression, anxiety kicked in like never before. I had no passion to work, exercise, or even having developed or even having sex. My body started to get softer to the point I developed stage 2 gyno. After 8 months of this, I went to check up my hormones, and it was a roller coaster. My te test I can't pronounce that word. My testosterone levels were so low. I told her she started crying immediately and confessed that she messed up my supplements with hormonal blockers, so I don't cheat on her. I've never even looked to another woman. Now I will live with replacement therapy my entire life. I won't be able to have kids, as the doctor said, and I have to deal with the depression. One more thing, I divorced her, and I feel like the love of my life was just a psychopath.
Oh wow, that's intense.
So he owned up. He said, "Girl, I loves me some sex. I hope you can keep up." That one says, "Oh, sure, okay." Then they get married, and now she's getting jealous because she thinks her husband is going to be cheating on her, and now starts, giving him supplements. But what I don't understand is, did he not notice the difference, or was she, putting it in his food? I don't get that bit. But it got so bad that now,
That's a whole level of, that's a whole different level.
I mean, is
That
that
girl should be arrested
yes, he said he divorced her. I
in that
said, that's
behavior.
you don't stop there. You better get the cops to pull her in, because that is some mess.
Yeah, it really is. You're not allowed to do that to another human being.
Human beings don't understand the concept of love. For some reason, they think love means possession. I own this person. This person is mine to do with whatever I choose. And that's not what love is. Love is given freely. Someone comes into your life freely, wanting to be there. They can choose to leave.
Humans are possessive. That's
So
why you have my husband, my wife.
why would anyone choose to leave if they are happy in the union? Nobody chooses to leave if they're happy. So you clearly weren't happy with yourself. You met someone who thought, "Oh my God, I found my person," but you yourself had your issues. And then you took that on. I mean, there's so much growth that people have to experience to understand what it means to be in committed relationships, marriages, or whatever. People don't get it. And that's what's so sad. Now, this guy is now a woman without choice. He didn't even say he
Can you
was looking
imagine?
for
And
transgender.
actually, I think the part that really that I what I thought was criminal was like he can't have children.
Yeah,
That's unfair.
he's now transgender
Hey.
without choosing to be transgender. Have you ever seen such a thing before in
But
your life?
can't they just give him, put him on the reverse hormonal treatment?
I don't know. They told him he cannot have babies, and so I don't know. That's the story.
Oh my God, the story is scary.
I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't know. What is your what's your take on
On what? On cheating?
yeah.
I think it's wrong. I mean, it should be clear. It's wrong, period. People get tempted. People get caught up in the moment. But you're making a choice at every step of the way. You're making a choice. You're making a conscious choice. Even if you say, okay, I sort of get swept up in the moment, okay, whatever. But there comes a point where you're making a choice. And you made that choice after making a commitment. That's just all levels of wrong. If I'm all for tell everybody the truth, I'm not ju I have no judgment on how anybody chooses to live their life. But if you're going to bring someone into your space or try to commit to someone, let tell them who you are and give them the opportunity or the chance to say yes or no.
Yes, you have to be honest. You have to be honest about your sexual preferences, what you've been into before, things like
Everything.
that, especially if
Anything.
they affect your present. You're not going to keep quiet about, "Oh, I used to kick it with girls," and if you're bisexual, you meet somebody, you want to get married, and you tell the person, or you skip that information. What if a person doesn't get down like that? You have to let this
Exactly.
person
You have to
know.
let the people know. I'm all for full disclosure. I have no problems with it at any point in time. Full disclosure, so that before people actually jump into and enter one chance.
Google one chance. You have to have all the answers. Those things have to be in front of you. You need the meat so that you can make the right decision.
Exactly. Yes.
Down the line, this person never told you this. Then you start finding out things. You're going to be like, wait, why did you lie to me? Like, what was
one chance?
Real one chance. You don't do that.
So you don't answer one chance.
It's unfair. You people should learn that they will definitely have a much better, much happier union if they start off with honesty. It's always the best way. Give a person, like now, nobody can come and tell me anything about my husband. My husband, no one can come and tell him anything about me. He's going to be like, oh, okay, thanks.
I know.
You know, like, thanks.
I'm aware.
I'm very much aware. No one is, there's not going to be like, oh, sorry. And if there's anything he hears that he never heard before from me, then it wasn't important. You know, it's not a make or break situation for him. The ones that were important, he knows that you're just not going to surprise him. Yet there's nothing you're going to tell my husband that he doesn't know about me.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, that's 100% the way that I feel. I think that people should most definitely tell the truth, be open, at least to the partner, give them a choice. And it hurts to walk away from a relationship that you think is important to you, but sometimes it's best in the long run.
Exactly.
For you not to even, you know, too much. I mean, emotions are fragile and you don't want to just make people miserable for no reason.
I mean, what kind of life is that?
Right.
Even yourself, you're sitting there with someone unhappy. Who's miserable.
I
yes.
was speaking to a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who had called me straight out of the blues. I probably haven't talked to her for maybe, I don't know, maybe 5 years, 4 years, 3 years, at least 3 years, I think we hadn't talked. And she reached out and she's like, hi. I'm like, hey, how are you? How are the kids? How's the hubby? And then she took a pause and she said, oh, the kids are fine. And then she tells me what they're doing. And then she's like, oh, I've left my husband.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh no, I am so sorry. And she's like, why do people say that? Why are you sorry? I said, you know, I'm not, I said, let me be clear. I'm not sorry that you left a bad situation. I'm sorry that, I said, when we all start out, we all started this life. We all had dreams. We all had a way that we wanted our lives to be. And when the dreams that you have don't turn out the way you want, or a relationship that you thought was going to last forever ends, I said, you have to mourn that relationship. I said, and that's what I'm doing with you. I am not a proponent and I will never recommend that anybody stay in a situation that is bad for them. That's just not me. Like, oh, okay, okay. I was like, okay. Because it's,
you know, what was the reason they're divorced or separated?
I didn't even ask.
It's I wonder irrelevant. Why you didn't ask. Why is it irrelevant?
It was irrelevant to me. I didn't care. They're done.
To me, it is irrelevant. If someone comes to me, if people I know who have been married for a good bit of time, and all of a sudden they get divorced, and through the marriage, I never saw, you know, there was never any talk of infidelity. There was never any talk of domestic violence, whether it's verbal or physical. There were those things that there's never any issue about financial problems and things like that. Never anything that would, you know, impact the marriage negatively. We never saw it. They never discussed it. They were always the picture and the epitome of just a happy marriage. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, they're divorced. Yes, I want to know. Because it's a shocker to me.
I didn't say it wasn't a shocker, but I honestly was not interested. I wasn't, it was after I got off the phone that I realized, you know, I didn't even ask. And I thought about it. I was like, I didn't really care.
Well, me, I care. Hey, you're what? You said you're divorced. Why? Yeah. What happened?
What happened?
Tell me, you know, and then after I finish hearing from you, I'll go and call you, especially if I know both people. Then I'll call your husband and say, come, what happened? Yes. Because I'm invested. No. You're invested if they're your friends.
I'm concerned if they're my friends.
Imagine me hearing that you a divorce from your husband, and then I would just sit down and not
It's
hear.
not to sit down. I will, if I hear, God
And not
forbid.
ask. I won't. I wouldn't ask.
I won't.
You know, you will come and tell me,
If you came to tell me tomorrow and says, oh, you know, we're divorced.
You won't ask.
I wouldn't. I would
well,
wait.
Let me tell you, I will ask, okay? Because why are you giving me half a half gist? Why are you telling me you're divorced?
I would not ask.
Oh,
honestly.
Well, sorry. Let me tell you today. If ever you come and give me this story, I'm telling you. It's not a mebo. It is half. It is not. Are you kidding me? I took my time. Yeah. I took my time. Went to buy dress, shoe, tickets. You know what? Came to your wedding.
You were present.
And I won't ask you why. You can't be serious. You will tell me. Oh, you will tell me what happened. Imagine.
I feel that people will share when they're ready.
Obviously ready if you're telling me you're separated or divorced.
You're ready to tell me you're separated.
Yeah,
you're
not, no,
because
you are ready
normally
to have the discussion.
If we're having
otherwise, you would just tell me, oh, he's fine.
For me, this is the way I feel. If we're having a conversation and you say we're divorced, and I say, oh no, and I make all the sighs and all the grunts, and you don't follow up with, you know, it was just getting too hard and blah, 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 then I know you're not ready to share more than what you've shared. And I leave you. You'll share in your own time.
For you. I always come feel to like, me and tell me this is what happened.
I cook my own answer. Anyway, God forbid, it won't happen.
No. Don't
but
come
you know,
to
I'm
me.
Not sorry.
No, you will answer. You will answer. Don't come to me and tell me, oh, this is what happened. Oh, no, we're not together. But you don't want to give me the meat of the story. You shouldn't have said anything. Because why should I? I don't want to have to call people and say, oh, Onya Agwaram, this person told me that she's not married to her husband anymore. Do you know what happened?
I wouldn't even do that. Because I'm not even interested.
So here's the thing. Because I don't want to have to do that. The fact that you opened your mouth to tell me you and your husband are separated, I would say, balance, let me make us some tea. Now tell me what happened.
tell me.
Why? Guinea Mary. Yeah, did he do this? I'm already throwing out. Was he abusive? Was he this?
No.
I'm already asking you all that. If it's none of that, please explain why.
Yeah. I feel like those things will come out in time. I'm sure that, and maybe because this was also a phone conversation, I'm almost sure that if we're seated together and spending some quality time together, the story will come out.
In Omicron. In Omicron. This is our way. We're working from home. We're sitting down in front of computer having conversation.
Yeah.
Did you not hear me say
at once upon a time, COVID be damned. We're moving on.
Doing Omicron. So you tell me, since you opened your mouth to tell me, you would give me the full lowdown. What happened? You know?
Anyway, it's a strange world we live in. That's all I can say.
It's a sad spectacle, you know, for things to happen like that. I actually have a couple that's happened to. At the tail end of last year. I mean, imagine the Christmas, New Year's story to hear. And I was like, no way. No.
I know, right?
I was like, I can't, this is not good. I had to call. I had to, you know, because I'd been noticing something and I don't do, I've noticed, then I'll go and start asking your periphery.
I don't do that.
People and say, oh, what's happening? Did you know? Did you know? Mm-mm. I will call you and I'll tell you. Here's what I'm noticing and tell me what's going on. I've given you the opening and then immediately the floodgates, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yes, floodgates.
She wanted to share.
They're sharing. They're telling me this is what happened. This is each party. I talk to the husband, talk to the wife. I'm hearing everything. I'm seeing everything. And it's breaking my heart.
Mm.
You know, and I'm like, you guys, we got to fix this.
Mm. We're still willing to fix it. Most times when people come to you and say, we're done. They've made the decision. They're done. It's over.
We've got to fix this. So I don't know. I'm just hoping, you know, when you see a couple that are just amazing together, you never want them. You just don't want that separation. And you gotta take it from me. Look, I'm an old woman who got married at an old age, you know? Not that I couldn't stay single, because I was living my best life, but I have to tell you, I am 100% happier that I have my husband. You know, I appreciate who he is in my life, and I'm happy. And that's
why we are so happy that you have a husband.
You want your partner. You want somebody who's going to be there for you.
There's this book. There's this new book that's out. I saw it in the library, and the title is Yinka. Ah. Where is your husband? I can't remember the name of the author right now, but it was the title just made me laugh. I was like, Yinka.
So is it that Yinka lost her husband?
Or I don't Yinka even know. The book was, it was pre-release. It's not out yet. So once it's out, I'm actually going to borrow it from that. Because it was there in the library. I was like, yay. I want to know.
Yinka, who has vexed for you?
Say, where is your husband? And she really did the husband. She spelled it HUZBANDY. Where is your husband?
That's serious.
I'll take him on.
That is serious.
Right. We're looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful 2022. Let it not be anything like 2021 or 2020. Let it be better.
Yeah, it's just about a positive outlook about things. And that's the way I choose to be. I choose to be positive. I choose to be resolute. And I choose to be reciprocal. I give you what you give me. I'm saying it. I already made that stance early. I said, you, my friends, I want to see how friendly you are to me, how much of this friendship is important on both ends, not just from me. Let's see how friendly you are towards me. So yes, just 2022, I think it's going to be an amazing year. And I think we just need to stay focused and positive. But yeah, that's our chit chat for the day.
And it's a wrap. Please subscribe, support us, let us know you like what you hear. Ciao.
Thank you for joining us.
Leave us a 59-second voice note by clicking on the message button.
Comment, like, share, search for Tea with Mrs. S on the internet.
And if you like what you hear, subscribe by clicking on the support button.